Fantasy Freaks and Geeks. James Gill here with you. The following is a clip from today's Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy. All right, listen, the other big piece of news here was that Jameson Williams was suspended for a couple of games due to a drug violation. It's a pretty big loss for Detroit, honestly. Even though J-Mo, from a production standpoint, was pretty... he was relatively inconsistent. I don't want to say totally inconsistent. He actually had four really good games and two really, 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 really bad games from a fantasy perspective, right? But he's second on the team in routes run. He's second on the team in targets, and he's second on the team in receiving yards. So his suspension vacates a ton of air yards. It vacates five targets per game, and it really vacates just a role on this team as an outside X receiver, right? And so the question is, it's a good offense. We want pieces of this offense. We want that secondary receiver in Detroit. We want that. That's why we want Jameson Williams. So who's it going to be? I think it might be Tim Patrick. I also think that it might be no one, because Sam Laporta should finally, can our guy Sam Laporta get some targets, bro? He has seen he's seen one target in back-to-back games, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to look this up because I can't believe Sam Laporta is being this poorly used, especially after the season he had last year. Okay, so I stand corrected. He has had three targets over the last two games. He's had one reception in each game. Dang, that is rough. Sam Laporta. Oh my goodness gracious, that is unbelievable. Anyways, I'm interested in Tim Patrick because he's got interesting upside, and he's a deep stash because, again, he's playing in a very high scoring offense, right? When you're taking a look at Tim Patrick, look, Khalif Raymond to me he's a gadget guy. I know he's got some speed, but he's not going to get open on his own. You've got to draw up a play for Khalif Raymond. If we're talking about a guy who could just, you know, again, step in into that Jameson Williams role, I think it might be 6'5", 215-pound Tim Patrick. Now, Patrick doesn't give you that crazy over-the-top speed, but in terms of functionality of playing that X receiver spot, I think Tim Patrick can do it. So, again, if you're in a deeper league, I think he's worth a stash. If you're in a more shallow league, just put a little flag on him. Just to kind of sort of keep tabs on him over the next week or so.